Hello listener, my name is Tariq Kenny and I'm an RX Radio reporter. Today I will be chatting to Catherine Hall, who is a senior researcher from the Children's Institute in Cape Town. Catherine was a part of the Children and COVID-19 advocacy briefs, which foreground how COVID has impacted children's healthcare, education, early childhood development, nutrition, mental health and exposure to violence. Today she will be talking about her focus in these briefs, which was on social grants. Welcome to the show, Catherine, and how are you today?
Thanks for inviting me. I am well, which is to say I am healthy and safe and warm and dry, and I know that this means I'm more fortunate than many other people today, and this also worries me.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and your work at the Children's Institute?
Well, I'm a researcher, which really means that I try to understand the real-world problems that people face and to understand what causes them and what should be done about them. At the Children's Institute, our focus, of course, is on children, and we are committed to working towards social justice. South Africa is a very unequal society because of our long history of colonialism and apartheid, and we believe that much more should be done to correct the injustices of the past so that children can grow up with equal chances in life. Some of my colleagues focus on the high rates of violence in our society. Some focus on the need for better support for young children and their caregivers. And a lot of the research that I do is about poverty and the ways to reduce it.
It is said that children are at lower risk of COVID-19 infection. So why do you think it's important to look at how COVID-19 has affected children?
It's true that there have been much lower rates of COVID infection and illness in children than in adults. But COVID has still affected children and their families in other ways. I think the government has had a difficult balancing act. Medical science was saying that we should prevent the spread of the virus by going into lockdown, and this meant that parts of the economy were effectively shut down. As a result, many adults lost their jobs or were unable to work. We already had very high poverty and unemployment rates before, but it was estimated that nearly 1.5 million jobs were lost due to the COVID-19 restrictions. This means that millions of people were plunged into deeper poverty. Many households ran out of money to buy food. There were more reports of hunger.
How has COVID-19 and the lockdown impacted children with regards to social grants?
South Africa is quite famous for having a large and well-run social grant program. It's really been one of the successes of this government as a poverty alleviation program. We have three main grants: the older persons grant, which is like a pension for people who are too old to work, the disability grant for adults who are not able to work, and grants for children whose caregivers need income support so that they can buy food and other things that the child needs. The main one of these is the child support grant. It reaches 13 million children every month. When lockdown came and adults lost jobs, many households had much less income. Then the social grants became even more important as a safety net. But more people were depending on them. So the child support grant is not a lot of money. It's 460 rand a month. It's not enough even to feed one child for a month. So one of the ways that lockdown impacted children was that it made poor children even poorer and hungrier, even if they were already receiving grants.
What long-term effects could this have for children?
What are the long-term effects? Well, the worry is that when children do not get enough nutritious food, it can affect their health and their growth and even their ability to concentrate and learn. It's important for children to get the right nourishment, especially when they're young, so that they can develop and be healthy. It's not okay to make children wait until the lockdown is over and things get back to normal. Children can't be told to tighten their belts.
What are the solutions for this problem of social grants, and how can we better support children moving forward?
We are arguing that the child support grant needs to be increased quite substantially. South Africa has various official poverty lines, and the lowest of these is the food poverty line. In other words, the minimum amount that it costs to feed one person adequately. That is about 600 rand this year. It was 585 rand last year. So the child support grant would need to increase by about 140 rand a month just to ensure that children's nutritional needs can be met. Our Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, gave a press conference yesterday where he said that we need to create jobs and not just dish out grants. It is true that unemployment is far too high and more job opportunities are needed so that parents can earn a decent living. But until that happens, it's important to have adequate grants in place to ensure that children do not go hungry.
Today we are talking about coming together for our communities. What message would you like to share with children to encourage them to help bring the communities together?
Well, out of every difficult situation, there are lessons and stories of hope. It's been like that in COVID. There has been incredible solidarity and community support, and there is a place in it for everyone, young and old, rich and poor. Hopefully, this will make us stronger in some ways and a more caring society.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think Red Cross Radio is doing great things, keeping people informed. So all the best to you and your listeners. Be strong, stay safe, and keep up the good work.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.